Projections of the state's population over the last 3 years have shown Montana growing in the direction of a second U.S. House seat. Joe Lamson is a Democrat on the five-member Montana Districting and Apportionment Commission charged with redrawing the state's boundaries for congressional and legislative districts every 10 years using population data.
The projected figures by the Census Bureau were extremely strong, so we're very optimistic that Montana is going to be able to get back its seat that it lost back in 1990.
Republicans have held the office since 1997. Lamson said Rhode Island's population is a good comparison for Montana. It's the least populated state with two congressional districts, and projections appear to put Montana ahead of Rhode Island in population. Lamson said a second House seat means more representation for residents.
That would double our ability to, you know, bring services to Montanans.
Lamson says he expects the final census population number by April at the earliest. The Redistricting Commission will have 90 days to hold hearings and draw districts so that they're ready for the 2022 election. That could be the first election Montanans vote for a second U.S. House representative. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.